Career. Shady J holds a title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jock and Samora and Terry Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dusk, music with hot models. We got them. Life After Dusk, dust, dust by the radio. The come up is a must. People tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Life After Dusk Live. This is your boy, Steady J, checking in as I always do. And man, welcome to the show. Glad to have you guys. Now, every Wednesday on the show, we bring you the Hump Day After Dusk edition. And that's where, of course, you know, it's Hump Day on Wednesdays. And we put a little different spin to it. You never know, it's going to go a freaky way or whatever. Just got to stay tuned and pay attention to what goes down. But today's show, we got a very special guest coming through today. My girl, Tatted Up Princess, will be jumping into the show, who's actually in the most recent copy of Human Canvas magazine, issue number 8. We'll be chopping up with her about that, her feature in Bonafide magazine, and some other great projects she's got going on, as well as, you know, her being a tattoo enthusiast and talk about just the way the modeling industry is looking for people who are tattoo enthusiasts. All right, so as much as I want to definitely go into today, I got a chance to actually do what I've been waiting to do for a hot minute now for this coming up year, and that was, you know, the talent show, second annual talent show, my regular 9 to 5. And although it did not place, I got a lot of love again, man. I just so much love. Last year, you know, I had a lot of love from what I was doing, and people just giving so many accolades of just what they thought about it. And just really, people really loved it, man. And this year, it was more about judges' votes. So they didn't really get to, we didn't really get to involve the audience in voting. So I appreciate all the audience members who definitely show me love and just let me know that I'm doing the right thing, man. So definitely, you guys, be on the lookout for me doing more stuff with stand-up. As I told y'all, depending on how well we do today, will, you know, kind of determine, you know, where I go, how much further I go with that. So, be on the lookout for what I might have in store for that. Another thing, I like to go ahead and give a moment of silence. Give a moment of silence to my old phone. Poor, poor phone. Yes, I had an ACC Resound, which I was being so good to for 2 straight years. And now, you know, it was just time for that thing to go. It was time to cut it off in the words of Kate Kemp. So, ended up getting what I told y'all on Facebook I was going to get. I thought I was messing with you. The Samsung Galaxy S5. Got it, man. I'm so excited that I got it. And I've been looking forward to getting this phone, man. It's just definitely a good look up and definitely been so appreciative of the opportunity. Other than that, man, shoot some other action items on a list of things. I just wanted to make sure that you guys all know that, again, if you missed it, that the issue number 9 submissions that actually ended yesterday. So we're not taking any more submissions for issue number 9. I will be putting an announcement on Facebook a little bit later. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Dustfly. I'll be putting the announcement all around there. And you'll be able to find out what the secret is. So be on the lookout for that. and it's definitely big, man. Also, when you go to dustspot.com/HearingCanvas magazine, you go there, it will let you know things about the magazine, including what you need to do when you submit. It'll let you know the submission deadlines. When you click the clickable link to the submission deadlines, they will tell you exactly what the things are. So click them, click it, save, bookmark the site, because one of my pet peeves is people that ask me that question every time who know I'm going to give them the same answer. Go to that site and be able to keep up what you're trying to do. Make it a magazine. Come hard with it. Don't. One of the things I'm really on now is every time I add a new aspect to get stronger, and then I need good personalities. You can look good, but if your personality stinks, we don't want you in our brand. Because for me, that's not going to – that I mean, that already is a determiner of why should people feel friendly to buy a magazine with you in it if you are a jackass. And I talked about this discussion on Facebook. I need people to stop creating haters. Like, it's one thing that you gain haters, but to try so hard to get them is annoying. Like, you're actually the person who's putting the stuff out there and unrightfully treating people like trash, and always talking trash about people that you better than everybody. It's going to come back to bite you in the behind, man. So really sit back and think to yourself, if you want the respect and you want people to respect what you do, just do it through your actions. Yes, talk about what you do, but there's a way of doing it. And always tune your own horn. After a while, that gets old. You can't complain about nobody supporting you. When people who do support you, you kind of get an attitude. So you gotta, and the thing is, because when people who act like that, their judgment gets clouded, and then when people who are saying something nice to them, they don't understand what nice is anymore. So I don't know what to say, man. Y'all gotta step it up. Stop thinking that everybody's out to get you. It's not that serious. Get over yourself. Other than that, man. We're going to go ahead and go to a music break. We come up to the music break. We're going to be chopping up with my girl, Tatted Up Princess. And can't wait to chop it up with her, man. This other track I'm going to bring to you now, right here on the music break, is by my boy, Greedy Man. I'm here, and this is I Want This, I Want That.
Niggas get money. And forget about everybody. Shit, and that's when karma kick in. Me? Shit, I'ma do me, but at the same time, ain't forget who got me, though. My people, my hood, your people, your hood. This BB, you understand me? I'ma step in the light and tell them about that. Got the boo behind me. Yeah, man. I want this, I want that.
When I blow, I want this, I want that.
my last. Rolling beat, Mike D, half a deal in the band. My nigga Juvie gon' be free, we throw a party at my pad. Deal drop, rolling down my mama face, she glad. Like Daddy Jackson, brother, bitch, I'm Michael Jackson bad. I'm Michael Jackson bad. I want the squad to blow, cause we got hits for days. When I shine, if they hate, bitch, I got clips for days. Got a problem with me, man, we can take it to the block. Got that Roma on my hip and keep that OJ in my sock. Don't be mad, cause we hot, but I ain't blaming in this hoe. Every time I hear, that mean I'm gaining in this hoe. I'm on a mission with it, partner, trying to stay about the trap. Even though I'm showing love, I keep a killer with a strap. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that.
Y'all, welcome back to Life at Dusk Live. Your boy Sunny J, talking about the Dusk Wednesdays, and we got the very special guest. I told you guys to be checking in tonight. A very beautiful, talented lady who was actually featured in Human Cameras Magazine issue number 8, and also featured in Bonafide Magazine as well. I want to go ahead and definitely welcome to the show the beautiful and incomparable, my girl Princess in the building. What's up? What's up? How you doing, ma'am? Oh, she must have brothers her. I'm 770. If you hear me, say something. Okay. I don't know. We don't know what's going on. We're going to check it out. Need to line up and check out what's going on in a second. But while we're waiting on that, I'm reminding y'all about the features with my girl Princess, man. Like, there we go. I got her now.
Oh, hello? I'm sorry, that was my phone.
I was over here like, what? I know I'm crazy. Like, and then I'm like, no,
I'm like,
that's crazy.
No, I'm never on the house phone, but I had to call from my house phone.
Oh, Lord. Okay, well, let me redo this again. Okay, so if you're messing my swag, you're welcoming me in. Reverse. All right, welcome in the incomparable, beautiful, talented Miss Princess in the building. What's good?
Hey, yo.
Oh, man. You was like, no. I'm like, with my belt ass. So apply my belt. But, man, it's definitely a pleasure having you. You know, you're definitely grinding. I just like your whole style. And you seem like you're a person that, you know, you have fun, but you also mix it with being there. But when you when it's about business, you're about business. And
definitely,
everybody don't know how to have that balance. Like, I like that. That's one of the things that people, when people go to your timeline, they will see that right away, that you're not one of those people who are always like, well, they can't have fun, or one of those people who just sit around the house and don't do nothing. You are a grinder and serious about what you do.
I love everyone. I cannot sit still. I love it.
Now, kind of tell everybody originally where you, because you can hit almost everywhere around the eastern side of the U.S. Like, where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Jersey City, New Jersey, but I moved
Oh, man. You check this out. I'm originally from Trenton. That's the funny
thing. Wow. Seriously?
Yeah, I'm from Trenton.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's always crazy, man. It's always crazy to see us Jersey people become Southerners.
Definitely. But, yeah, I'm from there. I love it. I had to go up there and party for my birthday.
Hey, yes, your birthday was about a week ago.
Mm-hmm. Last Thursday.
Yep. Happy belated. I did say happy birthday to you. No, not to tell you, let me tell you live, happy birthday. Happy belated birthday. Excuse me.
Thank you. I definitely had fun this birthday. 25, I had to do it big.
All right, I was just talking about this the other day on Facebook, because you just said you're 25. And a lot of people don't realize, it's hilarious, they don't realize that I'm as young as I am because just how focused I am. Like, being
how old are you?
28. No, not 20. I keep saying 28. 28 is September 3rd. I'm 27.
Oh,
so, yeah,
man.
I keep adding the years. So I'm messing up even more. I'm only 27. And a lot of people are just so blown away by the fact of, you're only 27? I thought you were 35
or something.
You see
so many young 26, 27, 28-year-olds with a good head on their shoulder. So that's great.
Yeah, now as far as you, because, I mean, with you, like I said, you're pretty focused. But you know how to still have fun. Like, how do you stay focused and as a young person be able to still keep that youth about you but still – be focused about what you do?
I have no idea. I guess it's just in me. I make everything fun. Like, even if I'm at working and I'm working in the mall at, let's just say, Chick-fil-A in the mall, I'm going to make it fun. I'm going to make everybody laugh. That's just what I do.
All right. Now, as far as we're going to go, jump into the magazines in a second, but first we got to get the foundation of, like, when did you first start modeling, and when did you know that, you know, because some people on Facebook and Instagram say, ooh, I want to be a model, but they're not serious about it. Like, what was that point that you said that I really want to take this to the max and be so serious about it that it's not even funny?
Probably about 2 years ago when I did my first calendar. And once I seen the pictures and I seen the calendar, I was like, oh, my God, like, this is really what I want to do. I always looked in magazines and seen different girls in there and always said I wanted to be that girl in there. Definitely like the tattoo magazines and stuff like that. I love those magazines, so I definitely want to try to make those front covers.
Yeah, man, you actually, you know, yeah, I mean, I definitely, you know, so love your work. And as far as, like, with the tattoo, because actually one of the things I dug as I'm coming as part of the show today, setting it up, was not only are you just a model or whatnot, you're also a tattoo enthusiast. And one of the things I'm about when it comes to tattoos, it has to come together, right? Because some need to be throwing stuff on them, but it has to flow right. And, like, what made you get into tattoos in the first place?
When did I start off? I started off with just, like, my name, and I was, like, probably, like, 13 years old. My mother was like, do not get a tattoo, and I was like, I'm getting this tattoo. And
ooh.
I just get my home girl. She really didn't know what she was doing, but I really wanted a tattoo. So she just took a needle and kind of, like, did a jailhouse tattoo, and that was my first one. And ever since then, I couldn't stop.
I can't stop.
Yeah, I like 'cause your stuff is like neat. You have a lot, but you have it neat, and it's kind of like you have it. I just like to say again, it's just how I like when stuff flows right, and it looks like what Charlie Magazine, a human standard.
And my tattoo artist, whenever I want to sweep it on me, he'd be like, nah, this don't go with this, so let's go with this. And, yeah, he makes sure I'm not going to walk out of there with no crazy stuff on me.
Now, when you get in a tattoo, how are you? Are you one of those people, you know, you, because some people love pain so they can handle it. So are you one of those people that's
I love pain. I love it. I don't know why, but I love it. I just sit there and I can take it. I can't take no more than probably about 30 minutes of it, though, but I can take it.
So once you get past that 30-minute mark, what happens? You just start, like, screaming to the top of your lungs, or you start shaking
no.
like a crackhead, whatever?
No, just, like, no, I can't even take no more. Just stop. We'll finish off later. I don't even want it no more. I kind of be at that point. Like, I don't even want no more tattoos, and then, like, a week later, I'm right back in there getting another one. They definitely hurt. Most people say that they don't hurt, but they hurt.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure you got that needle, and especially you got to feel this stuff. You got to keep going at a point. Man, that must look like it hurt.
Yes, it did.
I watch the tattoo shows, and I be seeing it. I'm like, I don't know something about that life. I don't know.
Yeah, you ain't. It hurt. But I don't know.
Now, okay, so speaking of, you said magazines, talk about magazines, and tattoos and all that, you actually got a chance to be in Human Canvas magazine, which definitely was an honor to have you in it. And shout out to my boy, Donald E. from MyNotebook.com for putting that together. You know, just as far as with that, you know, you coming to my magazine, you know, kind of explain to everybody what you were going for when you did it. Kind of give them the insider.
Really, I just wanted to show my tattoos off and show everybody what I had. But I definitely like the pin-up look, so, yeah, I was kind of going for that.
And I liked what I liked about you and the other models in there. Yeah, I continue to show people the brand that we know how to do it. We know how to keep it sexy, but we know how to keep it to where it's like, oh, okay, like give a different, just give a different look for everything, like to where they're like, okay, like women, because like I tell you this a lot of times, the people are so enamored by this, but most of the people who buy the magazine are women.
Oh, wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, that's why I be telling people, I throw a rock at everybody that says men's magazine. It's like, scratch that, it's not men's magazine. So, yes. But I like what you did. And then, going on the flip side, that you actually did Bonafide. Now, tell everybody about the Bonafide issue. Bonafide magazine. Tell us about that.
I love Bonafide. That was a good one. Basically, that was featuring just me, and it went pretty well. Donald E. definitely gave me some pointers, made me a little bit better. He's definitely helpful, and I like shooting with him.
Now, what do you like most about him when you shoot with him? No, this is time. Donald, if you listen, this is time we boost you up, sir.
I don't know. He kind of like teach me along the way since I was still new to it. He was kind of like showing me different poses, telling me what people go for, just schooling me to a lot of stuff. I definitely appreciated it.
Yeah, and I also got the insight that you will be, and you're actually going to be in Tricked Out magazine too. I saw that as well.
Yeah, that comes out the end of the summer.
All right. Well, man, you own it, man. I like to see people who don't sit still and just be grinding. You, like, a lot of people, they complain and you sit around, oh, what have you done? Oh, what have thing about it, and they don't do nothing. And heck, if you can't complain and you just sitting there being passive, you want to do something, do it.
Right. I got a photo shoot set up Friday, as a matter of fact, and I'm just getting back in town, but I was like, forget it, let's set it up Friday.
I'm going to throw a controversial topic at you that you didn't even see coming, and that's with, because you are a woman who likes to smoke, so as far as legalization of marijuana, what's your take on that, you know, as far as just the extremes people take it to, man, like what do you think needs to change with how people's perception is about not legalizing it?
Man, I think they should just go ahead and legalize it. Everybody smoke it. Everybody and their grandmother. So, I mean, I look at it like, why not? I mean, I made it legal. I don't know if they made it legal in the world, but it's legal to me.
Now, because here's the thing. This is where my problem comes in. That although I don't smoke, this is where I stand for y'all because it pissed me off. You need to tell me that these idiots can sit here and drink their behinds off, getting DWIs, all kind of stuff, but no one can smoke?
Right. Take
and,
this
you
drink
let, and you got
pill.
Cigarettes out. Oh, don't forget about that. Cigarettes are illegal.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't understand it.
And it just cracks me up to where, because it's not even just that. It's the fact of them legalizing cannabis as a whole because
right.
of the scientific things that has of for health reasons of helping people. And they're missing that boat by being a-holes about that.
Right.
They don't want somebody to get hard. I mean, it's stupid. But you got all these same corporate people that say that. They be the ones at these parties getting drunk and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Shoot, some of them be smoking to theyself.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, don't be fools. Some of them be smoking too. They do
right.
they do things 10 times worse, snorting crack and all other kind of crap.
Right. Yeah, they go overboard with their stuff.
Yes, like so.
But go ahead. I'm
sorry. And as far as you being a woman too, because you know a lot some people are like, oh, I mean, I don't like women that smoke. Like, what's your take on that too? Because I know. You know, I'm sure you get flack from it sometimes, but some dude is tripping because you smoke. So what's your take on that?
I actually ain't run into one of those for real, but I'm one of them I don't care type of people. Like, if you don't care that I do this, don't come around me. Don't be around me. It's just like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care.
Yeah, because, I mean, here's the thing. Like, this woman, we got along pretty well. She smoked, but I didn't smoke, and she didn't. Never try to force me and nothing. I never say, oh, don't be smoking. Then
right.
hazing. I was there. I was there when she got high. She came in like, just like wanted to do some wild stuff. So I'm not against that at all.
Yeah, definitely do that to some people.
Especially if they drink. If they smoke it, oh, yeah, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
They were trying to take you to
down
nine and like... They try to use their imagination. They're like, I want to do this. I was seeing this on Real Sex 29 the other day.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to go to a quick music break, a quick song break and whatnot. We come back, we're going to chop it up with you some more. Because it is Hump Day After Dusk, and I don't know if we told you, but we have something we call the 90 Moments of the Week. So we will be doing that. We come back and got some more. So sit still. Don't move anywhere. We got some more Princess when we come back, y'all. You have to go to this next track in the day. Actually, I'm playing with my Jersey people now. My boy, Sin Right. This is No Lotters. Let's get it.
Yeah. It's EMP in your area. Sin Right in your area. Word V in your area. Hoodlum EMT in your area. EMP in your area. Sin Right in your area. Word V in your area. hoodlum E.T. in your area.
Let me spend some time with both. It takes me higher than yours. I set this bitch on fire with no lies to you. Okay, 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 okay. I give my life to you, and I'll fight for you. I promise everything, I recite the truth. Okay, 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 okay.
Until the rain goes away, I'm trying to do a show a day. Let the beat fade out and shorty and the sample say. Those diamond pearl dreams, without a squirrel scene, we bust numerous nuts and made every girl scream. Sorry, a little bragging in the intro, but shorty told me okay. And just happens to be an info, she's a floozy that uses her tongue when she unlatches the window. And before she jumps off the ledge, she yells, welcome to the sin show. That's how we touch bases, frequent exchanges of fuck faces. She has a sluttish waist, it's time she popped off in public places. And the way her ass is, I don't know where the fuck her waist is. She's not a human, she has junk in her trunk, it's faces. She gives it to me, like there's one life to lose. And the flame is high, she teaches that fire fight in school. So I work my magic, a couple tricks I like to use. Watch me set that ass on fire, putting all lights to you.
Me higher than yours. I set this bitch on fire with no lights to lose. Okay, 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 okay. I gave my life to you, and I'll fight for you. I promise everything, I recite the truth. Okay, 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 okay.
What's up, baby? Come roll with the winners. Come holla at them gangsters, them dime piece sippers. Now shall I continue? I'm on my fly shit, got piff. That'll keep the ladies on my highness. High times I get, I be floating to the bank. I be on my cloud nine, so baby, tell me what you think. If we at the bar, baby, won't you tell me what you drink? We could sip the whole bottle, then it's back to my place. Put you in the 2-3, had you zoning out for weeks. Had you feeling like you climbed the mountain to the highest peak. Cause you know that I'm a beast, and you know that it's whatever. Cause you can't knock the hustle, cause the hustle is forever. I'm not the same cheddar, Swiss and mozzarella. That top notch fella, see we belong together. See I'm a go-getter, show me what I gotta do. We gon' set this bitch on fire without no lighter.
It takes me higher than yours. I set this bitch on fire with no lighter. Okay, 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 okay. Okay, I give my life to you, and I'll fight for you. I promise everything, I recite the truth. Okay, 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 okay.
All right, y'all, that was on board. Send right, no lighters, right here on Life at the Dust Live, some day after Dust Wednesday. Got my structural guest in the building, beautiful, talented princess. And, okay, so before we go into, since we go into the 90 Moments of the Week segment, this question sent in, I'm assuming, is goes perfectly with this segment. All right, so, princess, we got a question for you. I'm someone asked for you.
What's that?
Okay, so the the question is, have you ever shot up a photographer who you would give some poom poom to?
Hold on, say that one.
I just read the question. That's all I do.
Say it one more time. I didn't hear it though.
The question was, have you ever shot a photographer who you would give some poom poom to?
No. Not yet.
All right, so there you go. She said, no, not yet, people. There you go. All right, now, not now, going next into the 90 moments of the week is where we always ask everybody who the 90th moments they've ever had. And if you had to pick three of the 90th things you ever did, what would they be? And we're gonna give you the Jeopardy music to think on that for a second. So think of three of the 90th things you've ever done. All right, so going back to you, the question again is, what are the three to naughtiest things that you have ever done?
Well, the first one would have to be having a sex in the graveyard when I was younger.
in the graveyard?
Probably.
Hold on, before you go,
can I get graphic with it?
That's new. Anytime somebody throws a new one just like out there, I have to go in more because that is interesting. What inspired y'all to have sex in the graveyard?
Yeah, I did it in the graveyard. My boyfriend had me bent over, and basically he wanted to stop and wanted me to give him head until he came. So, yeah,
so
I did.
So, were you, like, leaning over somebody's family tomb zone?
Say that again?
Were you leaning over somebody's grave?
Oh, no, this wasn't in the graveyard. This the second
one.
Oh,
my God, I was like, oh.
No. No, that's disrespectful.
I was like, God, y'all, don't be offended. I thought maybe y'all was challenging for spirit and why y'all were there.
Yeah, having sex in the bed, and he take it out and basically let you suck it out.
Ah, okay. All right, that's number one. Number two.
No, the graveyard was number one.
I don't know. The graveyard was number one.
In the graveyard was naughty enough.
Okay.
And I have to say the third one is, since I'm not really into anal, I finally tried it, and I was in love with it. It was my naughtiest thing.
All right, so those were some pretty good ones.
The graveyard one is still there.
That was,
right.
Like, every time, man, I'm always interested when somebody brings something new that I haven't heard of here yet, and it just, like, flows. It just gets in that list of, like, Hall of Fame ones that people have said. That was up there. That was, like, really?
Yeah, I did that when I was young. That's old now. And
oh,
probably,
man. She was challenging spirit, yeah.
Yeah, I was. And probably the little groupsome that I had, it was me and two other black girls and this little Asian girl and this white girl, and it was one dude, and we all was just in there having a party.
All right. Well, like I said, go back to what I said before, you're a person who likes to have fun.
Yeah, I definitely do. In all types of ways.
Holy Lord. All right, so what are three of the places in the South? I'll mix it up. Y'all never know how I'm going to ask that question. What three other places in the South that you definitely want to visit?
Is that in the South?
Yeah.
I've never been to New Orleans. I want to go there. I've never been to... I want to go to Mississippi just because David Banner is from there.
All right, so we got Mississippi, New Orleans, and what's the third one?
Texas.
All right, you just got cool points because you said Texas. We got to give you a hint for that. I was like, let's see if she's going to show love to Texas.
I might be there this weekend, as a matter of fact.
Say that again?
I said I might be there this weekend, as a matter of fact.
Get the heck out of here. What part of Texas? If you're going to be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you need to let me know.
I'm not even sure. I'm going with a friend for a road trip, so I'm not really sure where I'm going to be at, but I think I'm coming.
Well, you need to hit me up and let me know. Because I'm probably going to Memphis for a day on Friday. I'm probably going to be going to Memphis. Woo-woo. Turn up in Memphis and then come back and be back on Saturday. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah,
man, you hear it, man. You got to hit me up. I'm telling you.
Yeah, definitely got to. I think I will be, though.
It's not especially, stony. You know, I might be able to link you. Because, like, see, this is how I am. I just, my mind starts thinking fun and busy at the same time. Because I might be able to link you up with an event on Saturday. So if you are here, let me know. We can link you up.
All right, that's cool. I'll let you know.
All right. Bet. All right, so what is one thing you would say was the most embarrassing thing that you ever done?
Gotta think on that one. I got a lot of those moments.
Oh, Lord. Like me. You sound like me. That's not good.
My embarrassing moment. Okay, it'll probably have to be, it was one morning I got up. I did not want to do anything to my hair. I never, ever, ever wear wigs. But this particular time, I was just like, forget it. I'm about to just put it on my head. I'm only wearing it to school. Went to school. The boys was playing in the class, and somebody just happened to just brush past me real fast. The whole wig fell off.
No. Don't do it.
That made me never, ever want to wear wigs ever in life again.
Yeah, I like, you know, but still, you know, I like, that's why I like, that's another thing I like. You, I do notice that you rock your hair a lot. And, you
yeah,
know,
I wear my natural hair.
You know, because some black women, they're just not comfortable with their hair.
Oh, no, I love my hair. That's all I wear.
Like,
and then
yeah,
I always,
I see that,
my friends like the natural hair, natural skin, so I never got into the makeup and the whole weave and all of that extra stuff.
Yeah, see, I mean, because like you take care of your skin pretty well, and my skin is, like, clearing up like crazy, and it's like, this is like, and without even putting on lotion, because of the way I've been taking care of my skin, this, what I eat and drink, it just, like, blows you away. Like, what? Like, this is water and good food, people. Damn.
Because I eat and drink everything, and I don't know. I'm good.
All right, so if you had to wrap yourself up, like, you had to give, like, a 30-second commercial or of who you are, What would be your commercial?
Let me see. My name is Princess. Is Bossed Up Princess on Instagram, Tatted Ass Princess on Facebook. Definitely check me out, follow me, and definitely comment and like my pictures.
And what's one thing that people take for granted about you most?
Probably the fact that I'm a go-getter, for real. Like, I take care of my family, and I'm going to do that by any means. So I don't really care what anybody has to say about it. I got to get it done.
That's what's up. Now we got another question that I know the fellas always want to know, because they want to be – it has to be nosy, and that's my job, to be nosy for you. You know, are you dating? Are you single? Are you locked down, married? What's the deal with you?
I am all the way single. Yeah, I got friends, but nothing serious, nothing at all that serious. So, yeah, I'm single.
You single? Single and ready to, are you single and ready to mingle, or are you just single and chilling?
I'm single and enjoying life right now, but I am still looking.
There y'all go, man. See, y'all might have a shot. Now, what do you usually look for in a man? Y'all, I'm helping y'all right now, and y'all, and I guarantee you somebody's still going to blow a princess. That's the funny thing. So what's the best thing that person can do to get your attention and wow you?
Well, he definitely had to be well-dressed. He definitely got to have some fresh sneakers on his feet. I love sneakers, and you got to be absolutely fresh, smelling good, all of that. Like, please don't come to me with no dirty nails, no raggedy beard, no nappy hair. Please don't even do it to yourself.
All right, just like that, y'all got the ingredients of even having a slight chance of her. That don't mean just because y'all do that, that don't mean y'all guaranteed. It's still always those different factors as intangibles. So
yeah.
She just gave y'all a little basics of what the basic package. So there you go. All right, now so here on the show, whenever we ask everybody about the social networks and how people can follow them, which you already kind of shared. Let everybody know, instead of saying how they can follow you, because anybody can follow or like your stuff, but when they do this, I'm going to say now, these are the people that not only follow you, but they follow you. They go to your page, they comment, they buy it, they see a product by you, they buy it, they support you heavy. So what we call them here is stalking. So how can everybody stalk you?
Just basically follow me on Facebook. You'll know everything that you need to know about me. Just follow my Facebook page.
All right. Well, ma'am, I appreciate you for coming through. You are definitely not going to ask this. Was this your first interview?
Definitely was. Yes, it was.
Wow, man. I mean, you can't, if you were nervous at all, you can't even tell.
I was.
You were just like, you just so smooth with it. You were like, yeah, like Neo in the Matrix with it. So I do, again, I thank you for coming through. It was definitely a pleasure being the first to be, I'm busting your interview, virginity. So now it's your cherry. It's been busted. Bam. There you go. Now, everybody, man, everybody else is listening. I know they've been listening to my show, trying to get ideas. Definitely, you know, as y'all can see, she's fun. And she's not a boring guest, so definitely support her, man. And, again, I thank you for being part of the movement. And, you know, just continue. There's many more blessings to you. I definitely appreciate I just talked about this earlier, about people that, about bad personalities being in a magazine. And you're not one of those people, you know. You're one of those people that, again, you're very good-hearted. You have fun. You're very blunt about stuff, but for most part, you're pretty cool. You're not trying to, you know, you don't act like, you let your work speak for itself instead of acting like you're the best, having to tell everybody you're the best. You let your work speak for itself.
Exactly.
All right. Well, again, I thank you for coming through. We're going to go into another music break, everybody. And again, man, y'all follow her, man. She's definitely on top of it. And heck, you see, she's another part of the young 20s making it happen, man. Like, yeah, that's how we do it. All right, y'all, we're going to go ahead and go to the music break. And we come back, we're going to go ahead and close the show out, man, because heck, it's about that time. All right, this last track I'm going to bring you is for another Jersey person. This is with my boy, Chris Law. Shout out to him. He's actually out. He's another person in Jersey actually out in the ATL. So big ups to him making those moves. This is All I Need by him. And then I'm going to follow that up with my boy 100 Band. So here we go.
Twan Beatmaker, the hit maker.
Hey, little baby. I don't really need nobody else. All I need is you.
Chris, L-A-W. All I need is someone who gon' rock for me. All I need is someone who can fly with me. All I need is someone who can
girl, all I need is you. All I need, girl, girl, all I need is you. All I need, girl, girl, all I need is you. All I need, girl, girl, all I need is you.
My main chick that I fuck with, she gon' ride for me, so I'm stuck with. She ain't like these hoes, so ain't worth shit. Nah, they ain't worth shit. She do what she say, she gon' back it up. She don't talk shit just to be adding up. She bad as fuck with a nice body with a big butt, and I like that. We get super fly, we get fucked up, we super hot. We make great cover, so we super fly. And we get mad, so we wait goodbye. All I need is someone who is by my side. I ain't gotta nothing twice. She down to ride, she gon' ride for me. She gon' ride for me, she gon' take the bullet, she gon' die for me. I ain't worried about nothing, she take care of me. All I need is no one else, you to work for me. All I need is no one else, you to work for me.
All on me, and they don't know it, keep it all on the D. They don't know it. cause I bury me a G. And they won't know it, it's the same old story. Same old tales from the same old niggas, but the same old sales from the same old times from the same old jail. Nigga, do what you do. The same old smell, my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga.
Hey, right, homie, get your bag right, get your mag right. The diamonds run my neck, flash like a flashlight.
Walk in the club, me and my thug, you know what's up. We bout to turn up in the VIP, got dressed out weak. She all on me, all on me, all on me, all on me, she all on me. Walk in the club, me and my thug, you know what's up. We bout to turn up in the VIP, got drinks, got weed. See a bad bitch, she all on me, all on me, all on me, all on me, all on me.
All right, all right, all right. Yeah. All right, we're back in the building. This is your boy, Fetty J. And, man, we got about 2.5 minutes left. Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning into the show. I want to thank the beautiful, talented princess for coming through. Just doing what she does, man, just showing a lot of love. And, you know, she was fun, man. It felt great to be her first interview. So, again, thanks for coming through the show, Miss Princess, and everybody. If y'all miss any parts of the show, check it out at blogtalkradio.com/FettyJ, that's C-E-E-D-Y, letter J. Also, you can check it out at iTunes. Go to Dust Spot Radio Network on iTunes. You'll find it on there. And also Dust Spot Radio Network on Beyond Pod. App, go to there, download the app, and you will definitely be able to enjoy it on any other smart device. So there you go. And also, man, everybody just stay tuned for what we got going on. Always go to dustfire.com, man. That's where a lot of the people who's on the show, they're there. The people who come to the show, they're there, man. And especially in the entertainment industry, that's the place you need to be because, you know, you use Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, which is cool, but you want to be somewhere where they have your interests in mind and you're just, and, you know, and it's not just, you don't feel like you're just working for them. They're working for you. And also shout out to our sponsor. Shout out to great, great sponsor, and that's at audible.com. You can actually go get a free 30-day trial. Audible.com, or go on to audibletrial.com/FettyJ, S-C-E-D-D-Y-L-J. And when you go there, you can choose from over 150,000 titles in the world from so many different genres, a free audio book too, with their free trial. So definitely check it out, man. We're rolling on out, man. It will remind me of everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. You tuned to the episode of Life at Dust Live, your boy, Fetty J. And always remember, as we tell you every Wednesday, hump day at the Dust Show. And that if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. All right, we out, everybody. Peace.